On today's show, car washes are confusing the heck out of automatic braking systems. Ford and Hyundai's earnings drop in the third quarter. And we take a look at some of the reasons why the new Kadenza is the best Kia I've ever been in. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Earlier this week, we reported 1,000 executives at the Hyundai Group are having their salary cut by 10% because of financial struggles at the automaker. Now we have a clearer picture of the situation, thanks to the release of its third quarter earnings. The company sold a little over 1 million vehicles worldwide, which is down 3% compared to a year ago. That dropped its revenue almost 6% to $19 billion. Its operating profit plunged 30%, and its net income fell 7% to about $980 million. Hyundai's drop in earnings was mostly fueled by production cuts, resulting from labor strikes in South Korea and declining sales in most of its key markets. But Hyundai wasn't the only automaker to struggle in the third quarter. Ford's earnings were also down compared to a year ago. The company sold just over 1.5 million vehicles, which is a drop of 4%. Its revenue fell 6% to about $36 billion, and Ford's net profit plunged 56% to $957 million. The company's earnings fell because of declining sales in the U.S., paying for recalls and investments in new technology. But while the results are not good, they weren't as bad as analysts expected. Still to come, the supplier company Magna wants to expand active aerodynamics from the grill to other areas of the car.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Automakers spend billions of dollars every year on research and development. And here's the latest from auto supplier Magna. Active grille shutters. They aren't anything new. Several vehicles on sale today are already equipped with the technology. But for those of you who aren't familiar with it, louvers located in the grille open and close electronically while the car is driving to improve aerodynamics, which obviously can help boost fuel economy. Magna's system on the new Mercedes E-Class uses smart actuators that communicate directly with the car to deploy the louvers based on speed, temperature, and drive mode. But here's where it starts to get interesting. To help further improve fuel economy, the company is looking at applying the technology to other areas of the car, like the underbody, rear spoiler, and diffusers. And while the system does add weight, Magna says the aero benefits and its fuel economy gains more than offset that weight. Automatic emergency braking is an important technology. IIHS says it can cut rear-end collisions by 40% and reduce the severity of crashes that do happen by 30%. But some customers are starting to learn there are some limitations to the system. Like, funny enough, trying to go through a car wash. Turns out the sensors are registering the equipment in the car wash as another vehicle and stopping cars mid-wash. Ironically, causing accidents in some cases when the car behind runs into the car in front that stopped. Car washes are also having problems with auto hold braking, which keeps the car in place when not in park to help prevent rollaways. While these systems can be shut off on some cars, on others they can't, and other times the owner just isn't sure how to do it. So it's something to be aware of before going to the car wash. The car shopping site BestRide.com has identified 33 different makes from 14 brands that could have issues. We'll provide a link if you'd like to see what vehicles could have problems. Coming up next, the Kadenza helps push Kia into the premium segment.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
The new 2017 Kia Kadenza is certainly the best Kadenza ever made, and probably the best Kia I've ever been in. It looks good, it's efficient, but perhaps some of the best stuff is on the inside. And one of the first things you notice is just how quiet this interior is. And there's reasons for that. It's got acoustic side windows, front windshield. It's even got a pan that runs under the entire bottom of the car. It really does make it nice and quiet in here. And then let's move to the dash layout. Nice and simple. Got the latest generation Yuvo infotainment touchscreen, but plenty of dials and knobs here to control whatever you need. Really nice material, almost like a suede type material on all the pillars and on the roof, which actually leads into this gigantic sunroof that goes all the way to the back seats. I will say it is a really nice looking interior in here. One thing, I think the steering wheel is kind of bland. It just doesn't seem to fit for me, but I might be nitpicking this, you know, where this car sits in it, the segment. Now let's move down to the seats. The seats, fantastic in here. Perforated Nappa leather, got this nice diamond stitching on all the bolsters. And I'm 6'4", and I fit fantastically in these seats. They've even got an extension for the bottom cushion. Helps prevent your legs from getting tired on long trips. So, really nice seats. And there's actually plenty of legroom in this car, plenty. I've got this front seat set for me, and you can still see there's lots of legroom in the back for anyone that would want to sit back there. And even plenty of headroom in here. Nice amount of headroom, too. Pricing for this car, it's not out yet, at least not yet. The previous model started around $33,000 and probably topped out at about $44,000. So, for this model year, I can't expect that to change too much. I will say there is one big problem with this car. I kind of hate to do this to you guys, but if you want to find out what that big problem is, you got to go read my dad's seat time review of the 2017 Kia Cadenza. You can find that in the seat time section of our website. But for Autoline Daily, I'm Sean McElroy. Hey, you're not going to want to miss Autoline After Hours this afternoon. We'll have the new GMC Acadia in the studio, because joining John and Gary is Paul Spadafora, the chief engineer of the SUV. So if you have any questions about the Acadia, send them our way to viewermail@autoline.tv. And then tune into the show at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and we'll be right back here again tomorrow.